Despite what you've heard, there's no war on women. From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. It's almost discouraging to hear the rhetoric being used by many who support the Health and Human Services mandate that will require employers to violate their conscience and provide contraception, sterilization, and abortion-inducing drugs at no cost to their employees. It's being called a war on women, being waged by cavemen who want to force women back into chastity belts and deny access to basic human rights. As Catherine Lopez wrote last week, this is miserable, insulting, desperate stuff, and none of these accusations are true. First, women have access to contraception, and no one's trying to restrict it. What's at stake is who has to pay for it. Second, it isn't expensive. Many groups subsidize these services for women already, and they're not that expensive to begin with. Again, what is at stake is who has to pay for it. Third, it's not a question of women's health, it's a question of behavior. And to be clear, many women oppose this mandate too. Tell me what you think at thepointradio.org. I'm John Stone Street.